The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah over here on Daf Yud Zayin talks about a house, a bayish nifchas. The house that got a hole, and over the area that doesn't have a roof anymore, he puts some schach. But there's a big area between the place where there's a schach and the wall, which is covered by the rest of the house, and the rest of the house is the schach posel. So the Mishnah over here introduces us to halacha. The Gemara brought down earlier on the Daled, but the Mishnah over here speaks about the halacha of doifan akuma. The halacha is that if there is less than 4 amas of schach posel in between the wall that's being used as the wall of the sukkah, that I need to use it as the wall of the sukkah, and the schach kosher, and in between is less than 4 amas of schach posel, so then we say that the wall can be considered part of this sukkah, and I can use the wall as one of the walls that are necessary for the sukkah, and the sukkah will therefore be kosher. So in such a case, that if a bayis shenifchas, and you put the schach on top of the area that's open, if there is less than 4 amis between the schach kosher and the walls of the house, then the sukkah is kosher. But if there is 4 amis, then you can't count that wall, and the sukkah will not be considered as having enough walls, and the sukkah will be possible. Rashi says over here that there's two different ways how to understand how Doifan Akuma works. Now, the Ikra Halacha of Doifan Akuma is the Halacha of Moshe Misinai. That's clear. Rashi says it. Halacha is that the Halacha of Moshe Misinai, that the Shear of Sai, the Shear of 4 Amos in the Halacha that it works, is Halacha of Moshe Misinai. So it works. We know it works. The question is the mechanics, how it works. Rashi explains over here, there's two different mahalach from how it works. Rashi says, the first mahalach that Rashi is partial to is, Doifan Akuma means that I have a bent wall. It means that the wall is considered a wall, and even the part of the ceiling that has the schach posel on that area, the next to the wall, that's considered an extension of the wall. It's an extension of the wall, and the whole thing is one wall, just part of the wall is bent, that's called Doifan Akuma. It's a bent wall. So in such a case, the halacha is that the walls and the schach need to meet. You can't have an open area or a space, even if it's not open. But if it would be, it wouldn't be considered attached to, the wall would not be considered attached to the schach. It's not considered part of the sukkah. So, technically speaking, the wall, in between the wall and the schach, the schach posel, so they can't be considered a kosher sukkah, says the halacha Moshe Misinai, that really the schach posel is not the schach, it's not the roof, it is wall, it's an extension of the wall, it's a bent wall, and therefore the schach is considered attached to the wall. That would be the first mahalach in Rashi, how to understand how Doifan Akuma works. Then Rashi says that there's another possibility. Could be Doifan Akuma means that really the wall is a wall, and the schach is the schach, the schach is a roof, the schach is not the wall. But however, we look at the wall as if it's bent. We take the wall and we bend it sideways. It's as if it's tilted. It's on an incline, on an angle. And we could incline the wall, look at it as if it's inclined, and it goes bent all the way until it reaches the schach. And that's how the wall reaches the schach. And then again, we have the wall that meets the schach, which is considered a kosher sukkah. What's the difference between the two mahalchim in Rashi? The difference is whether the schach posel that is sitting on this roof in between the schach kosher and the wall, is that considered part of the wall? Is it considered part of the sukkah? Or is it completely removed? It's completely out of the sukkah and has nothing to do with the sukkah. The Achrayim say, first of all, very simple nafkamina between these two tzedakim. The halacha is, the Gemara says earlier in that test that a sukkah is osir b'hanoch kol shiva. For the duration of the entire Yom Tov of sukkahs, the schach is osir b'hanoch. It's osir to have any benefit whatsoever from the schach, besides for the mitzvah of sukkah itself. There's a machloikis rishonim between the Rambam and the Rosh, other rishonim, major shittas of, or the shittas of the Rambam and the Rosh. What about the walls? Are the walls of the sukkah osir b'hanoch just like the schach? Or it's mutter to have hanah from the walls of the sukkah. It's only also to have hanah from the Schach. So the opinion of the Rambam is that only the Schach itself is osur. The walls are fine. You could have hanof from the walls. But the Rosh says that the walls are also considered part of the sukkah. And just like the Schach is osur b'hano, kol shiva, the walls are also osur b'hano. So we can clarify. What would be the halacha of this Schach puzzle that's part of this roof, that's in between the wall that I want to bend and the Schach kosher? If I learn like Rashi's first pshat, so the wall is bent and it's a, the Schach puzzle itself is part of the wall, it's an extension of the wall, just bent. So then it's part of the sukkah. It's a wall of the sukkah. So according to those sheets that hold that the wall of the sukkah is osir b'hano, so it would be osir to have any sort of hano from the Schach puzzle. However, Rashi, if I learn like the other Mahalakin Rashi, if I learn that I just moved the wall over, the wall was bent, and I moved the wall over, and I disregard the Schach puzzle in between, it's as if it's not here, so long as it's less than 4 hamis, so then it's not here. It's not considered part of the sukkah at all. In which case, it would be mutter to have anot. Now you can't take it and remove it completely, because if you remove it completely, the Gemara says that the Doif HaRakuma only works if there's something there. If there's an airspace in between and there's no schach possible at all, the sukkah, you won't have Doif HaRakuma anymore, and the sukkah won't be kosher. So you have to leave it there. But any sort of benefit that you could have from the schach possible while it's still there would be mutter. Another possible nafkamina between these two tzadim in Rashi. The question is it mutter or not for somebody to sit underneath this schach posel, this area that's a doifen akumu? So technically, at first glance, I would say that it's also, you can't, the halacha is that you're not allowed to sit underneath. You're not allowed to sit underneath Schach Posel. Schach Posel is less than the shear, it's a different story. But if I have a shear, it's more than 4 tefachim, the Gemara says explicitly that you're not allowed to sit underneath Schach Posel. So here it's more than 4 tefachim, it's Schach Posel, it's no good. You shouldn't be allowed to sit underneath it. However, there is a discussion in the Rishonim on the halachas of Doifen Akumah. The Rishonim say that the reason why a person can't be yotze if he sits underneath a Doifen Akumah is because a person cannot be yotze by sitting underneath a wall. To sit underneath schach posel is no good. But to sit underneath a wall, that's a separate issue that the Rishonim say, you're not allowed to sit underneath a wall. Now, the Pashup chat would be, you can't sit underneath a wall because a wall is not made up of some of the material which is kosher for schach. A wall could be made out of any material, even material that's not kosher for schach. But the question is like this, what if I have a wall that is made out of material that's kosher for schach? Let's say I use something, conceivably, I would use something that would stay in one place, I would use boards of wood that are less than 3 tefachim, the Gemara says earlier they're kosher for schach, and I pile them up and I use them as a wall. So technically speaking, these things are kosher for schach. So the Gemara later, it's actually a Gemara later on in the Daf Yud Testament base, the Gemara over there says, the Gemara over there has an example of a sukkah where the walls themselves are also made out of something which is kosher for schach. And it seems clear from the Gemara over there that in such a circumstance, it would be mutter to sit even underneath the walls. And I had a wall that was slanted, and I want to sit underneath that area of the sukkah, which is technically not considered schach, but technically is considered wool, that would be kosher. You would be yotze your mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah sitting under such a sukkah. So now, once that's the case, so we could discuss what would be the halacha over here. So I have a doifen akuma. A doifen akuma, by definition, means that there's a space of up to 4 amis between the schach kosher and the wall that's made up of schach posel. That is definitely schach posel. But what material is the wall made out of? The wool, I don't know. The wool could conceivably be made out of something which is schach kosher. So what would be if the wool is made out of a material which is kosher for schach? Would I be able to sit underneath the area in between the schach kosher and schach posel? Because if I look at the wool as if the wool is bent, and I take the schach posel and I remove it from the sukkah, it's as if it's not part of the sukkah at all, like the second mahalach that Rashi suggests. So you can make an argument that now I'm not sitting underneath the schach posel. I'm only sitting underneath the wall, and the wall itself is chach kosher. So it might be possible to you to argue that in such a circumstance it would be kosher. The only reason why the Rishayim say you're not allowed to sit underneath Daifin Akuma is because it's as if you're sitting underneath the wall, and the wall itself is made out of something which is not kosher for schach. But if the wall would be made out of something which would be kosher for schach, so then it would be fine. However, if I learn like Rashi's first mahalach, the Rashi says that the wall itself, is the schach itself, puzzle, is part of the wall. And I look at the whole thing, ki'ilu, it's a wall that bends in the middle, so when I'm sitting underneath that schach puzzle, I'm not sitting underneath the wall that's bent. I'm sitting underneath the schach puzzle itself is part of the bent wall. So in such circumstance, I definitely wouldn't be able to be yoytz in the mitzvah, because it's as if I'm sitting underneath a wall which is made up of schach puzzle. It's made up of a material which is not kosher to be used for schach. So in such a case, there would be no question that you wouldn't be yoytzu in sitting in such an area. Another naskimina between these two possibilities, the two mahalchim and how to learn Doifin Akuma, is actually mentioned by the Ran. The Ran says, what would be the halacha if the wall that's next to the schach puzzle doesn't actually reach the schach? What would happen if I had a wall and the wall didn't go all the way up to the schach? The wall would stop. So under normal circumstances, we said, the Mishnah over here says that there are rules. If it's within three tvachim of the schach, then it's fine, because I say lovet and now the schach is attached to the walls. If there's more than three tzvachim in between, but the schach kosher actually goes over the wall, so then there are other rules we can say. We can say the halacha of good asik mechitzta, the wall is that we look at it as if the wall goes up and it reaches the schach. There are halacha l'moshe misina that allow us to connect and attach the walls to the schach, and in such a circumstance, the sukkah will be kosher. The question over here is, where I anyways have to use doifin akuma, I have a doifin akuma because there's schach puzzle in between the wall and the schach kosher. Besides for the problem that I have to come onto doifin akuma, I also have a condition where the wall doesn't go all the way up and it doesn't completely reach the schach. It stops short. Could be it stops short because, as the Ram gives an example where it's less than three tzachim, so I would have to come onto lovod. It could be it stops short because there's more than three tzachim, but I already have 10 tzachim, so I would say good asik mechitzta. For whatever reason, I have to use a separate halacha l'moshe misinai in order to complete this sukkah, which is kosher. Doifin akum itself would not be enough. I would have to put together different halacha l'moshe misinai, such as lovod, in order to make this sukkah kosher. So the Ram says clearly that it would depend on these two mahalchim in Rashi, in how I had to understand doifin akuma. If I understand doifin akuma, that I bend the wall, so then every time I'm bending the wall, I'm not using the schach puzzle as the wall, so there is some sort of space, so to speak, in between. So then I can move it, I can just move the wall over, and then I move the wall over, it's underneath the schach, that's kosher, and it's fine. That would be according to Rashi's second mahalch. That would be fine. But according to Rashi's first mahalach, I have to use the schach puzzle itself and use it as an extension of the wall. Under such a circumstance, if there would still be three tefachim in between this wall and the schach kosher, says the Ram, this would not be good. I would not be able to come on to use the rule of doifin akuma if it would not actually, the wall itself, together with the schach puzzle, would actually reach the schach kosher. Now there is a fundamental machloekes achroinim, how to understand this Ran. The simple understanding of the Ran would seem to be, and that's the way that Ein Bracha and others learn, that the Ran is defining the rule of Doifin Akuma. The rule of Doifin Akuma is that Doifin Akuma is only said when the wall and the schach puzzle reach all the way to the schach kosher without any breaks. And under this explanation, you wouldn't be able to use Doifin Akuma. It would be a problem with Doifin Akuma itself if I would have to come on to love it. However, Rabbi Kiveger in the Tshuva seems to understand this Ran differently. And Rabbi Kiveger in Tshuva says the Ran is telling me a Yisoy Gadol, he's telling me a new rule, that when it comes to making mechitzes, the halacha is, you're not allowed to combine two different halacha l'moshe misinais. And since in such a case, I would have to use Doifin Akuma together with Lovet, I would have to use Daif and Akuma together with Gerasik, and so under such circumstances I cannot combine and use together two different halachal notions, you see, nice? So in such a case, it wouldn't be kosher because I'm combining two different halachas. Now, if I take Rabbi Kedega's understanding of the Ran, there would be many nafkaminas in many other cases. It wouldn't only apply to the rule Daif and Akuma. It would even apply if I had to put Gerasik together with Lovet or some other two separate Aloha Moshe Misinais. Now, obviously, two of the same Aloha Moshe Misinais, it's clear from the Gemara that I could use Lovet more than once for one Mechitza. So Mufurish and the Gemara, but the Rabbi Kiveger is discussing using two different Aloha Moshe Misinais together. But the simple understanding of the Ran, like the Emek Bracha, that it's Ran is addressing a Yisoidistik Halacha and how to understand Daif and Akuma. One final Shiloh. When it comes to Daif and Akuma, so it's brought down in the Paiskim that Daif and Akuma, we don't actually bend the wall. It's considered as if it's bent. So therefore, the Halacha would be that even if this wall would be used for two separate sukkahs. If I had one sukkah on one side of the wall, and I had one sukkah on the other side of the wall, and neither sukkah would be kosher without Daif and Akuma, and I would have to, should I say that I can only bend the wall one way? I said, I don't know which way to bend the wall. We don't say that. It's as if it's bent. It's not actually bent. So therefore, the halacha is, the Paiskim said you would be able to bend it both ways, and it would be kosher. Because the halacha is only looking at it as if it's bent. Not, it doesn't actually have to be considered as if the mitzvah is bent. Other shiloh would be, and this is not so clear, what would be the halacha if I had a daif and akuma? And there is a daif and akuma, and I have schach posel. But underneath the schach posel, I put up a tzuras ha-pesach. What would be the din in such a case? Would I say that now that I have a tzuras ha-pesach, the tzuras ha-pesach blocks the ability of my daif and akuma to come onto my previous wall or not? And the emes is, we could clear, if I say daif and akuma, anytime I have a tzuras ha-pesach, if I learn like a Kiveger, maybe the whole halacha of Tzuras HaPesach, the reason that a Tzuras HaPesach works is only considered like halacha of Moshe Misinai. So the parameters of Daif and Akuma as applied to Tzuras HaPesach are not clear.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.